Hey, listen up. We got another episode of Wisecracks, featuring the crack man himself, Bill Krakenberger, and our co-host, John Orlando, straight from Las Vegas. Wisecracks is your ticket inside the world of sports betting, with tips, picks, special guests, and more. Only on WSN.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and happy new year to you as we say goodbye to 2020 and hello to 2021. Let's also say hello to our wonderful Mr. Bill Krakenberger. What's up, Crack? Happy New Year.
What's going on, buddy? Yeah, happy New Year almost here. Yeah.
Almost. Everything's good, but I'm a little sad that our last show of the year, but looking forward to a whole brand new slate next year.
Let's get out of this year. I mean, look what we've done though during this whole time. It's amazing. I can't even believe we got all these football games in. We were talking about early in the season not even getting all these games in. I think it's 256 NFL games. I think we're going to get every one of them in now. And who would have thunk?
Yeah, it was looking bleak, in April, May, June for sports. I don't know I don't even remember. It's all one big blur. Actually came back?
I guess June.
UFC. Dana White and UFC kicked it off first.
They were back first. But I guess like June we came back with like baseball.
Baseball, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so it – and then we went into talk, wow, there's not going to be football. We don't think it's going to be we didn't think there was going to be no college season at all.
Yeah.
NFL, there was so much money involved, we figured they'd find a way to start, but didn't know if they were going to finish. Wow. What a job they did, really.
Yeah. Fans in some places, too.
I think they have up to 25% capacity on some of the stadiums. And what a great job that they did, because we really didn't think they were going to get the season in or there was going to be some cancellations. You remember that Pittsburgh Baltimore game? It was canceled from like a Thursday night to Saturday to Sunday to Monday. They played it on Wednesday, I believe, just to get the season in. So it's been interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got a full sports calendar between college basketball, college bowl season, NBA, NFL playoffs getting ready to start. We still got a lot of action to bet on, don't we?
Wow. This is a fun time of the year here. We got some really, NBA just started. Of course, college basketball in full swing every day. And now we have the playoffs. And listen, like I always say, I don't like to watch a lot of games. I enjoy watching playoff football. This is real. This is it. So I look forward to after week 17 here and the playoffs starting. Absolutely.
Might we be watching some playoff games together over at Circa Sportsbook? Is this possible, Crack?
You know, I try to stay out of sports books, but I try to stay out of casinos in general.
Yeah, I know.
But it's possible. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Let's leave it open, maybe. It's possible.
Yeah.
I know you are hyped up about today's show because we've got a phenomenal guest. Why don't you tease the people watching and listening right now who we've got coming up a little later on?
Well, yeah. You know, since I'm a youngster, I was, born and raised on WFAN, the Fan in New York, which was – it was the world's first 24/7 sports talk radio show. And, it's instilled in my brain since I'm a child. I mean, we've listened to this station. I remember driving to Atlantic City and, the whole time down, it was like listening to Frank Sinatra on the way down. You're all pumped up and the summer wind and the next thing you know, on the way home, You're just listening to the talk radio because you're just trying to or not having the radio on at all. Just thinking, how did I do this again to myself? And then, people could relate to that. But I used to listen to sports talk radio on the way home and it wasn't no singing and dancing. It was just listening to people talk back and forth. It was more impressive to me. I love the station, love the network. We got John Jastrzemski, otherwise known as JJ After Dark. And he's a great host there, young talent. He's getting really the primetime shows now too, that Mike Francesa has retired. So he's getting some afternoon spots, morning spots. We're going to talk to him about what his future is and FAN and sports betting now is part of their network. They talk about it now, where years ago, if you mentioned sports betting, you may even get fined.
It's so true. Yeah. Bill, have you secretly been taking some singing lessons from my dad? Because that little quick line you sang of the Sinatra tune sounded pretty good.
I love Sinatra. I love that old fashioned music, old style of music, and especially your dad. I could imagine this, and I never asked you this. It's funny that I've talked to some people though you don't know behind you, and I said, Tony Orlando. So they said, Tony Orlando, that was a giant show, Tony Orlando on Dawn. I'm sure your dad had everyone on there, including Sinatra. Is that right?
I don't know if Sinatra ever did it, but he had everyone. He had everyone, from Jerry Lewis to George Carlin to Jackie Gleason was the first guest on the show ever.
I love Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, wow. I don't know if Frank ever did it.
But I'm sure that's a good question.
Frank. He knew Frank very well. Frank actually loved my dad. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Excellent.
So, cracked, last week in the NFL, the Browns got hit by the COVID bug. They lost basically their entire receiving team and they couldn't beat the Jets. And now they have to win this week against the Steelers, most likely without Big Ben, to get in.
Yeah, let that line go to 10.5. And I may jump in anyway this week, but there's a couple surprise things later on I'm going to tell you. I wanted to save it for later. Let me just check the current line on that game, because I'll tell you why. Let that line go to like 10.5, and I may be jumping in. I know that they're not going to play anyone in Pittsburgh, but listen, those backup guys, they are trying to make a name for themselves too. These backup guys are trying to get on the full-time squad. So let's see what happens here before everyone just jumps on these must-win teams.
Yeah, it's funny to that point, and I may have mentioned this before. I'm pretty good friends with Brady Anderson. You remember Brady played for the Orioles?
Of course. Yeah.
And he once told me something that's always stuck in my head, which was the difference. He used A-Rod as the example. He said the difference between A-Rod and the backup third baseman, it's this in the big leagues. It is not this, and it probably rings true with football too. And to your point, if the line goes there, it might be worth a bite, right?
Some of these guys, a big portion of them, can start on other teams for sure. Right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
And so, we've got the Ravens, the Colts, the Dolphins, and the Browns. Even with the expanded playoffs, one of these good teams is not going to get in. This is a crazy year we're seeing.
It's the craziest year. I mean, one of those teams aren't going to get in. And then you have other places that teams are so bad, they're going to get in, which we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. And in the NFC, we've got the Rams, the Cardinals, and the Bears. They're all vying for two spots. The Rams will be without their QB. The Bears, who were left for dead, could make the playoffs. I mean, and the Raiders, they found a new way to lose, choking against the Dolphins. And I, of course, was on the money line on that one.
Yep. NFC, let's go into what I was saying before. We're talking about teams like the Raiders that were choking and bad teams. And actually we'll go into, I'm not going to say worse teams, but let's get into some other bad teams. Let's get into the bad, NFC East. Let me just come out and say this. The reason why I'm so hesitant to talk about this, because you understand being an East Coast guy, you got South Philly and the Eagles, toughest fans there are. Yeah. I think the Eagle fans are the toughest in the league. The Giants fans. So in this NFC East, there is such tough teams. And let me tell you something, Washington Redskins, they had some tough fans too. So this was some three tough teams, but they're all the cellar dwellers of the playoffs in my eyes. You may have a 6-10 team for the first time in the history of the NFL that can make the playoffs. This is insane. It's insanity.
Yeah.
So.
Crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Yep. And if Washington loses, the team that I separated from that I think I'm going to go crawling back to, my Cowboys, if the Cowboys can beat the Giants and Washington loses, somehow the Cowboys are in the playoffs.
That's right. That's right. It really is. And you know what? I guess I put some thought into this. I haven't, though. The Dallas may be the hottest team in the NFL right now.
They won four in a row since my separation.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to see what's going to happen for sure. It looks fun. We're going to have some fun this week. Watch those lines, man. Wait till you see these lines moving around, guys. When they announce people playing or not playing this week, oh my God. If you're on top of your lines and on top of your line service and watching your stuff, bang, you're going to see, you're going to be able to get the slow moving books on these lines sleeping. So.
And speaking of staying on top of the lines, this is a good time to remind everybody to do exactly that. Head over to WSN.com. They've got all of the information you need for sports fans and degen gamblers like myself. You know, if you're losing money, head over to WSN.com so you can get on the right side of this equation. Seriously, it's the site for guys like Bill and even guys like me who just love the action. They got promos, bonuses, all the great strategy guides, info on the different state betting laws, everything you possibly need, and a free play. There's a free NFL Pick'em contest running every week, and you have a shot at a $200 Amazon gift card every time you play.
Yeah, you know, for sure, Johnny. Let me just tell you something. One of the really cool things about doing this show, I get to promote a site that I use in my work every day. WSN.com is a gold mine for advantage gamblers. It's got everything, not just the articles and the links, though, the promos. You guys know I love promos for really good online sports books. Some of these bonuses they're running, I mean, there's nothing like this anywhere. I have it up on my phone, actually. I have the site up just to look. I was looking earlier. Let's see. I don't know if you guys can see that. I mean, this is just New Jersey bonuses, right? Look at these sports
books. Wow.
I mean, let me just tell you, look at them all. I mean, every one of them. I'll start from the top. A $500 free bet. $1,000 bonus, $100 free bet, $1,000 free bet, $250 free bet, $500 free bet, $500, $250, $100, $100, $200, $250, $200. That's all different sites in New Jersey that you get the free bets and free bonuses in your accounts from going to WSN.com. If that isn't the whole thing, then nothing is. I mean, you're never going to find everything on one site like that. That's all I could tell you. If you guys like money, if you don't have allergies to money, make sure you go there.
I'm so jealous you could read that on your phone with no glasses. You have no idea how jealous I am of that. I absolutely would have had to bring these into the equation.
Oh, man.
But listen, Bill, I know I sound like a broken record every week, but I really do mean it. It was another winning week for Crack Wins Nation with college basketball leading the way. This past week, I did my homework. You went 7-2 in college ball. And so far this season, you're 39-16 up. Bettors are up 47.1 units. You're on fire, Crack.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, it's been one of those years where we just have a real good grasp of college basketball. I mean, listen, I win every year at it. I mean, I wait for certain collegiate things, college basketball, college football, totals in NBA. I can go on and on. Proposition bets. There's certain things I really like to bet on, and really things I like to have on the Crack Wins app and the crackwins.com website. And yeah, college basketball, just on fire. And again, we've had a season here where not only are we winning, we're getting the best of the Lions, and the people love that. I challenge any subscriber, any service out there to have an obtainable line. There's another service or two out there that gives out Steam games that move instantly within seconds. We don't do that. We give you a line that actually you can obtainably get with your guy, with your sports book. It's what I pride myself on, and the customers love that when the line tips off, when these games tip off, they get the best of the line value, even if a half a point or a point. It's unlike any other service out there. So yeah, we're really happy. 50 units in college basketball the first month. Come on, we post a recap every single week on the app too. I'm very transparent. What you see is what you get. I'm not one of those guys that say what I've done lately. Absolutely not. You can literally sign up for free too. You get a number of free plays a month. You can upgrade to one of the tiered plans depending on how often you bet. Users get all the plays for the major sports. And I'm gonna do your line here. Yeah, and you can find usually you're the one that says this. You can find our CrackWins app on Apple, Google Play. You can go to CrackWins.com for all the plays, tips, and great content. And listen, like I said, We're on fire. We're going to continue this. College basketball is my forte. I look forward to the next. Usually January, December and January, February, fantastic months for college basketball. But I'll tell you something even more. We have proposition coming out, props coming out on the playoffs. This year, there's an extra game. There's three games on that Saturday, first Saturday, three games on that first Sunday. I'm going to have like three, four, five props for every game for the Crack Wins guys this year. Let's make some money together.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned the website, crackwins.com. I always mention the app. I never tell everybody at home. If you don't want to download the app, just go to crackwins.com. They've got all the information there as well. And I will give you a personal testimony, Crack, to your prop bets. Myself and Mr. Jake Ellenberger absolutely annihilate it every football playoff season and Super Bowl on your prop bets, my friend, cool. Every single year. So everybody, make sure you go download the app Crack Wins on Apple or Google, or check out the website today. All right, Crack. Thanks. It's that time where we've got to bring on our special guest. And we sat down with that guest a little earlier, and here's how it went.
Hey, Johnny O, you know, one of my favorite things about this show, other than, of course, of sharing the microphone with you, is being able to handpick guests from the industry that I personally really enjoy following. And, you know, guys that I actually really would love to sit down and just watch a ball game with. Today is no exception as we welcome one of my favorite on the airwaves. He always gets me fired up. One of the stars of WFAN in New York, the gold standard in sports talk radio, of course. He's the host of multiple shows. I can't even get into it. He's on all different times, and we're going to get into that later. He loves the NFL, loves to follow the lines, and he's 100% authentic. Let's welcome in WFAN's John J.J. Jastrzemski to Wisecracks. J.J., it's a real treat to have you on Wisecracks with my co-host, John Orlando. Great to see you, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Johnny, Crack, it's an absolute pleasure. This is awesome. I'm sorry I'm a little delayed. You guys maybe haven't been in New York City in a while. Even during a pandemic, it does not matter. The traffic is as bad as can be. So I'm fired up to be with you guys. What's happening today?
Good, man. Thank you. Oh, good. Let's get right into the questions. I'm going to start off like I do with a lot of our guests. Tell us about your start in the industry, and even go further back. Tell us about all the love for sports you've had growing up. Did you always want to be on TV, radio? You know, what did you do? How'd you get into this?
Well, listen, I think like many kids growing up in the late 90s, you wanted to be, you know, the center fielder for the Yankees. You wanted to be Bernie. You wanted to be Derek Jeter. And then you kind of come to that realization, even though I still play ball to this day, it's not going to happen. You know, I want everybody to go and live their dreams and whatnot, but not everybody's going to go and play center field for the Yankees. So, you know, for me as a Staten Island kid, it was, okay, what is the next avenue for getting into the business? You know, sports, media, whatever. And, you know, I stumbled on to WFAN. I'm kind of crazy. I got a lot of opinions on these games. And that kind of led to me following the path of going to Syracuse, getting my degree there. Year out of college, I'm trying to get a gig. As you guys know, it's not particularly easy. Fan had this contest. I went out for it. I said, screw it. What do I got to lose? 1,000 people, down to 50, down to 5, and I'm the last man standing. And 9 years later, I'm talking to you guys today. So I think it's fair to say that contest worked out pretty nicely for me.
That's awesome.
What a story. That's I never knew it. That's unbelievable, man. You know, even for me, like a young kid growing up in Jersey, WFM was everything. It was like a soundtrack to my sports betting youth. I can always remember thinking that it would be so cool to be part of that. I used to call in to like Steve Summers, the Schmoozer. Used to call in to Mike and the Mad Dog. And I was just like, wow, that's pretty cool to be able to get on air. And now I'm actually on your show. And I was in the studio with you. It was like unbelievable. So did you have memories of the fan growing up on Staten Island? Like when you were a kid growing up, did you used to call on yourself like I did when I was a kid?
I called a couple of times when I was like that, like high school, college age. But for the most part, fellas, it was me falling asleep to the radio. You know, like I'd get yelled at to go to bed. I didn't have cable in my room till I was, I don't know, like in the 7th or 8th grade. So I would like sneak on 660. I would throw it on and I'd listen to whoever was on, you know, some personalities you like a little bit more than others. Some kind of fit your style a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, I grew up falling asleep to the fan. And then when we were in college, I kind of introduced the non-New York guys into Mike and Chris because we had Yes Network up there. So we would throw it on, you know, you'd hear Mike and his intensity and then Dog yelling and screaming. And my buddies from out of state are like, who in God's name are these two guys? I'm like, you guys don't get it. Just watch. And of course, listen, you get suckered in, man. How could you not?
Awesome.
That's awesome. JJ, let's talk quarterbacks real quick. I'm here in Las Vegas, so obviously this is the Raiders' first year here. People are kind of 50-50 split Raider fans on Derek Carr right now. You know, I was wondering, what's your take? If you're running the Raiders, do you start over or do you keep plowing ahead with Carr?
I'm looking for a new quarterback, John. That's me. I think Derek Carr is adequate. Like, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, he doesn't belong in the league. I don't want to make him out to be Dwayne Haskins. But do I see the Raiders ever getting to great heights? Do I ever see the Raiders as like a legit championship contender with Carr as their quarterback? I don't. So, you know, for Gruden, you know, you think about that contract. They gave him a 10-year deal. They basically gave him the keys to the castle. They said, all right, we're bringing the golden boy back to the franchise. So far, it's been a disaster. I mean, they haven't played in a playoff game. They haven't had a winning season. And he's always had this great reputation with quarterbacks. He's definitely improved Derek Carr. There's just a limited ceiling to what he can achieve. So I don't know if it's this year in the draft. I don't know if it's the following year. I am definitely thinking long-term about that position because I don't think the answer is there.
And then on those same lines, what are your thoughts on like Daniel Jones and with Darnold with the Jets?
Well, I can tell you this. There are a whole lot of Jet fans living in the tri-state area, John, that are sick to their stomach about the fact that they went to L.A. a few weeks ago as 17-point favorites. The biggest spread, I think, in an NFL game covering a money line in like, I don't know, like 25 years.
Yep.
And winning that game, Jet fans treated that quote-unquote win like they lost playoff games. I'm dead serious. Like the anger and like the vitriol from Jet fans was like, I can't believe we screwed this up. So Jet fans are ticked off. I don't think they're drafting a quarterback second overall unless they're in on the kid out of BYU, Wilson. I'm not a big believer in Justin Fields. I just have not been impressed by what I've seen this year. Maybe he can wow me on Friday taking on Clemson. Giants, listen, I'm not a Jones guy. I think the jury's out on whether or not he's going to be the long-term quarterback. Go show me something on Sunday. That Cowboy defense stinks. You're playing a game that means a lot. Go and everybody, Crack knows this, John. I'm sure you know this too. Everybody's betting the Cowboys this week. I mean, I saw like 80, 85%. Now, I don't like the fact that that line from a Giants standpoint goes from the look ahead being Giants minus three. Now, I think the Cowboys are laying three. So the market has clearly moved with Dallas in this spot. And personally, even though it's a public play, I wouldn't be putting my money on the Giants this week. They're just limited on offense. Jones, by the end of next year, needs to show you if he's the quarterback. Better talent around him. Go improve a couple of pieces. Right now, I can't say with certainty he's the guy.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah. Let's get into the sports betting aspect a little bit of this. So, John, Nevada sportsbooks won a record $61.8 million in November. New Jersey actually won $50 million over almost $1 billion in volume last month. People love betting sports in New Jersey. So it really, the pandemic hasn't really slowed anyone's appetite to bet and lose. I'm going to ask you a little bit about New York now. With New York, you know, staring down at a giant deficit and, you know, because of the pandemic and other reasons, it's not just the pandemic, Governor Cuomo has indicated at a press conference earlier this month that he will be open to fully legalizing online sports gambling. I personally think it's coming in 2021. I think we're going to have sports bars in New York. People are going to have their phones out, be betting on sports for sure. So what's your feelings of this? What do you think? I mean, is this one of the new subjects of the Q&A on your show? A lot of people calling in, talking about sports betting. Is it just me thinking that, you know, it's upstate New York, where you're allowed to legally bet on sports, but they don't have the betting over the apps yet. So is that something your listeners and viewers are talking about, and you yourself?
No doubt. And listen, you guys are well aware of the fact that, you know, the NFL and all of these sports have thrived for years because of the interest in the wagering element. So for me, it's long overdue. I mean, you had guys at your local barbershop. You had guys at your local tavern. Everybody had a quote unquote guy that would go and take care of them. And listen, that was the old way. It was cool. It had some nostalgia to it. But listen, I mean, from New York State standpoint or California's standpoint or any of the 50 states that are out there, I'm not just saying this as a guy who is very supportive of the industry. It's just simple economics, guys. Why wouldn't you want that revenue coming in when you're facing these shortfalls, when you're facing these deficits? So I don't think there's any question. It's a matter of when, not if, not just for New York, but any of the states that haven't gotten it going. I mean, think about this, guys. You have people who maybe live on the border of New York and New Jersey. Let's say I live on the South Shore of Staten Island. I could get over the Outer Bridge. I'm in Jersey in 5 minutes. Or I live by the GW. I'm in the Palisades, whatever it may be. You got people getting in their cars, driving 5 or 10 minutes, and going and placing the legalized bet on any of these websites that are out there. Why is that a good thing for New York State? So I can tell you, I've always talked about this sort of stuff on my show, and I noticed, you know, I've been a fan 8 or 9 years. When I first started, you know, I kind of had to like walk on eggshells a little bit talking about it. I made picks, we talked spreads, but I noticed more and more, year by year, there was more of a demand for it. And then I just got to a point where I'm like, I'm talking about what I'm betting on. I don't really care. If anybody's got a problem with that, too bad. I mean, basically too bad. And that's why, like, for me, I kind of became identifiable as like WFAN's gambling guy. Cause I was like, I'm going to talk about this stuff. I'm not going to do a 4-hour gambling show per se, but if you call and you want to bring that to the table, good. I'm going to bring it up over 3 or 4 hours of discussion. And listen, I'm not alone in this. You look at ESPN, you guys know this. Look at any of these mainstream leagues, networks that are out there. They're all finally doing something they should have been doing, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago.
Sure, sure. Like, and we think about guys like Jimmy the Greek was like, couldn't even mention the spread on air when I was a kid.
Or Berman. Think about Berman. Berman used to do the picks, and it'd be like, Buffalo over Miami, but it will be closer than you think. Like, come on, man. Like, do you really need Chris Berman or Greek or any of these guys dancing around it? But listen, the leagues at that time looked at the gambling industry as poison, and it was misguided, and it was just ill-advised. It was flat-out stupid on their part. And now, listen, money talks, number one. And number two, they realized, listen, this drives our business. We should embrace this sort of stuff. I mean, listen, there are alcohol commercials on the games, right? I mean, I see Bud Light, I see Coors, I see Corona advertising. It's like anything in life, guys. You got to do it responsibly. You got to make sure that, you know, those avenues are out there. But to just like disregard it, then you're disregarding booze and all this other stuff that's out there. Come on now.
Yeah. JJ, so we talking about sports betting here. You gave us your take on Dallas and the Giants. In order for my Cowboys to make it in, if they do beat the Giants, they need Washington to lose. Who do you like in Washington, Philly, and why?
You know, right now, I have to be fair, I can't make a pick on that game because I got to see what's going on with the quarterback. Here's what it comes down to, in my opinion. If Alex Smith plays, I think Washington will win. I think he'll take care of the ball. I think he'll be accurate. I think the football team, I know I got to like watch myself anytime I say that. I feel like I'm going to slip anytime I'm on the air. But basically, I think they will be inspired by his presence, and you'll get like that Dennis Quaid any given Sunday type of like rallying cry. If he does not play, I think Philadelphia will win the game. The other thing, and I want to run this by you guys, and you guys, listen, know the industry well. I hate week 17 because I'm trying to figure out and decipher who cares about these games and who doesn't. Like Philly, for example, Philly has nothing to play for in week 17. Are they going to be dialed into that game? Are they going to be uber focused? Or are they thinking about golf? Are they thinking about, you know, a family barbecue the next week? Are they thinking about going on vacation? I always prefer these week 17 games. The ones I'm going to take, two teams that I know they got something to play for. I don't like, I'll give you a game. The Vegas Raiders and the Denver Broncos. I'm not touching that game this week because I have no idea who's showing up. Numbers may tell me one thing, but do I know with certainty? No. So that's always a very, very tricky situation, at least for me.
Sure. Hey, you know, I want to ask you this because I looked at the WFAN schedule and you're all over it, which is great. So I want you to tell everyone, you know, when they can hear you, and everyone, of course, be sure to check out John. You don't have to live in New York even now. You know, you can hear him on you can hear WFAN on radio.com all week long. I listen to it on my own app. If you tune on to WFAN at some point during the day or night, you're sure to hear JJ. So, and he's also a great follow on Twitter. Twitter at John_Jastrzemski.com. Is that right, John?
You nailed it, Crack. And listen, okay. Normally I'm on from 7 to 11. That's normally when I'm cooking. That's normally when I'm rocking. This week, because of all the holidays and, you know, filling in and sliding up, schedule's all over the place. But normally I'm 7 to 11. And for the gambling audience out there, you guys will like this. I do a half-hour betting show from 7 to 7:30 nightly on WFAN, leading into my normal show. So we have... over at FAN, embraced what's going on over there. Long overdue.
Okay, so 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. The first half hour is a gambling show. Am I hearing that right?
That is correct. You'll have to come on the show and be a guest one of these days.
Love to do it. Absolutely love to do that show. Let's do it. And I really appreciate you having you on, man. This was awesome. I appreciate you taking your time. I know you're getting ready to go on air also today in a few hours. So. Love
that's
to have
a good
you on
warm
again.
Up. You got nothing to worry yeah. about. Now I'm going to be nice and ready to. I'm warmed up. I'm all ready to go, baby.
Well, listen, really, thank you very much for being on, and thank you for being a friend over the years. Thank you for having me on. Thank you for having me in studio, fulfilling one of my. I know it sounds weird, fulfilling one of my literally fantasies to go in studio. I didn't want to get overwhelmed that time when I was in there, but I was overwhelmed, man. I loved it. I got so pumped up. It was like 1 in the morning, I got out of there, and the endorphins were pumping. I was like, wow. But, yeah, man, great. Thank you very much for being on with us, and I look forward to hearing you all the time.
Fellas, my pleasure. I hope to see both of you out in Vegas at some point in 2021. Fingers crossed on that one. Get that vaccine in me. I don't know. I'll take it. Let's go. Get me on a plane. And away we go. I like it, guys.
I love it. I'm in. Yeah. Count me in.
Nice.
Wow, Crack, that was great. I could have listened to that for days.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm a little kid, and I know I'm biased to this New York radio. It's not really now that it's more national. Listen, I do national shows on like Sirius satellite radio, TV on multiple networks, ESPN. But I don't care. I still have my hometown loyalty there as WFAN in New York and 660 AM, and I love that guy. He's a great guest.
And that station is iconic. I mean, there's no denying it.
Absolutely. It really is. I mean, that could have been around forever.
Yeah. All right, Crack, let's talk about this week's bets, okay? I got smacked right. around last week a little bit, which we don't even need to get into. You know, I had the Vikings beating the Saints. I don't know what I was doing last week. You know, I think you find pleasure in watching me just stumble through all this, don't you, a little bit?
You know, it's just as – I hope you don't take this wrong.
Yeah.
It's just as good finding a bad handicapper as it is a good handicapper.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like it. I'll take it. Fair enough. It's fair enough. All right. With that said, let me give you some of my bad picks for this week and tell me what you think. All right. We've got the Cowboys versus the Giants. We've talked about it. I divorced the Giants, or I got separated a few weeks ago. They're 4-0 since the separation. And I think they've won me back, Crack. And with that said, I think they can win another. They can win another game, and I think they can beat the Giants, and I'm going to take the Cowboys -3. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you might be a little bit too late to that party because the line opened up 1, and now it went to 3, which is the keyest number in the NFL. But the Cowboys are definitely a more talented team, probably one of the hottest teams, like I said earlier, in the NFL. You know, but the storyline that really goes, the 6-10 Giants making the playoffs, it may be too much 2020 not to happen. So that's just the way this year can go when a 6-10 team can get in the playoffs. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, the hits keep coming, Crack. How about the Jets versus the Patriots? I can't even say with a straight face. Okay, Jets, no, I do mean it, though. Jets versus Patriots, I always say respect the streak, and I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to bet on irony that, you know, all the Jets had to do a few games ago was keep losing the rest of the season to get the number one pick, and they couldn't even do that. And so now I'm saying they are going to pull off the hat trick with another win this week. I'm going Jets money line at +155. Talk to me.
You know, I don't mind that. The Jets looking to win, close out the season 3-0. Imagine something like that. You would have said that earlier. So And then, you know, the Pats look really bad last couple weeks. And they have a lot of work to do in the offseason. So the Jets won two in a row, going for three in a row. Let's see if they want to send Adam Gase out winner in his last game. So I'm rooting for you in that one.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And then we've got the Falcons versus Tom Brady is how I look at it. I've told you once, I'm going to say it again down the stretch. Brady finds a way to win. Crack. He always finds a way to win. And this is a pretty big game for them. And I think the price is right at -6.5. And I'm going to take the Bucks and I'll give away the points on this.
Again, you might be late to the party here. This game opened up 5. So, you know, you're going to lay 6.5. Oh, God. But anyway, listen, if Tampa Bay wins, they secure the 5 seed, which would mean the first round matchup versus the NFC. So winner. Which should be an easy win, I think, for the Patriots there. I mean, I'm sorry, for the Bucks there. So I can understand that. So they should be motivated to win this one. It does seem like a lot of points for an Atlanta team that should have actually beat the Chiefs last week. Missed the kick to go to overtime or to tie, you know, just to tie it up at the end. So anyway, I'll be rooting for you.
All right. Thank you. And last but not least, you know, over the last, you know, the season, since I've joined the squad here, I've been giving you my street cred pick of the week, right? I'm going to change it up. I'm going to change it up for this week, and I'm going to give you my degenerate pick of the week with this one, okay? Ravens at Bengals. See where I'm headed with this one, crack? All right? Keeping with the respect the streak theory and the fact that I am an action junkie, you ready for this? Drum roll, please. Bengals money line. Let's go. What do you think?
Well, listen, I mean, anything can happen in this NFL. We've seen what happened with Pittsburgh Steelers losing to the Bengals on primetime game in front of all the whole nation. The day before that, the Jets winning as a 17-point underdog versus the Rams. I mean, anything can happen here. Anything can happen, will happen, actually. You know, you never know. I just don't know. I think this Baltimore team, after, you know, having a beginning of the season, it's like one of those charts that you look at, one of these stock charts, up, down, up, down. Well, they were up, they were a little bit down. Now they're on a rocket up. So I don't know if you're catching them at the wrong time here. I think I'm going to stay away from this one. I probably really will just be watching this one. And I'll be rooting for you, though. But I'll tell you one thing. I would rather bet the Cincinnati money line than bet any big double-digit favorite money line in the NFL. That's for sure.
Okay, I like it. And +525, I mean – yeah. Who can argue with that? You know,
yep.
I don't know. I can't.
Right.
All right, crack. Let's turn it over to some Twitter questions before we get out of here. Our viewers have spoken. They've sent some fun questions again this week, and let's see what you have for them. At sure. GRP asks, how has no fans in football stadiums affected your handicapping this season?
Well, this particular season, you know, I don't do a lot of NFL betting. So I'll throw this question thinking it's for NFL. This particular season was so different because we didn't have the preseason. Basically, our first 3-4 weeks was preseason. And now we're getting into more of the serious type where we must win games and such. We have destroyed it this year. So I actually did do a lot of NFL totals. I did do a lot of NFL props. I just don't do a lot of sides. So how has it affected it? Well, I think we actually got a little bit better of grasp on this season because there wasn't a lot of information out there for the bookmakers where actually that helped guys like us because, you know, we're also on a level playing field. And if we do our reading and research, we're going to have a better outcome on research than the bookmakers who all copy one or two different originating line bookmakers that put the line out there. So I think that this season has affected us in a really good way. And I hope it continues throughout the playoffs and you know, we'll get right into the Super Bowl with our props that we love to do.
All right. Moving on to our next question. At Little Earl asks, Bill, describe your style of betting. Are you an originator, a line follower? Give us a description of your daily approach to betting.
Sure. And Little Earl, a big supporter of us you yourself, me. He follows all of us, follows the show. And a great guy on Twitter. So thank you. Thank you, Little Earl. Well, let's see. My style of betting. Well, let me just tell you something that you guys may not know. I did all my own handicapping, all my own research back in the 90s up until the mid-2000s. Power rankings. And I had, of course, I actually had a screen that I followed. I actually could follow a lot of lines, too. And what I say by that is you have to know which sports books move first in order to get that good information and to take your own lead on a game. So when I say that is I'll see something go from 2.5 to 3 and the slower moving sports books I'll jump on. So that was something I used to do. I have my own team of guys now, though. We do all the research, do all our own work. They work for me, basically, and I do a lot of the betting, and that's as far as that. As far as a line follower, well, I go by my guys. I really don't go by just moving on lines. I do have some indicator sportsbook, like I said, but I go by my guys. I know what wins. I know what we listen. Look what we're doing this year. I mean, we're hitting like 65%. It's really insane that we're actually hitting certain sports like that. And since last September, let's go back, 15, 16 months, we're almost like 58% for the year. We're almost 60%. It's crazy. So that's going to make everyone a lot of money. So there we go.
I love it. Well, folks, if you want to get inside the mind of the crack man, there's no better place to do it than to go over to crackwins.com or download the app on Apple or Google. You can sign up for free. You can get a number of free plays every month. Then you can upgrade to one of the tiered plans depending on how often you bet. Users get plays all year long on all major sports. That's not just NFL. It's NBA, college hoops, baseball, you name it. He's got it. Download the app today or go visit crackwins.com. Crack, I hate this part, but we've come to the end of not only this show, but the end of 2020. And I just want to thank you, my man, personally, for bringing me on board on this show and believing in me. And I've had a fantastic time, and I'm looking forward to a great 2021 with you, Crack Man.
Well, first I want to say thank you to you yourself, too. But before I do that, I want to say a great combination there, CrackWins, CrackWins.com, and the WSN.com, and all the guys there. Great site. I love going there all the time. So I want to give that exacta or parlay of before I get onto the trifecta. And the third leg of the try is you, John Orlando. Thank you very much for you coming on here. And we have a nice gel. We mix well. We're friends. I really want to wish you a great 2021. You're going to be with me, so you're going to be good. And again, it's been a pleasure. I enjoyed this ride.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And thank you to all of you at home watching us on YouTube, listening to us on Spotify or wherever you find and listen to your podcasts. Thank you and happy new year to all of you. And we'll see you in 2021, Crack.
Yes. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And make sure you stick with us next year.
We'll see you then, guys. Happy new year.